Good morning again, everyone. I am still here shopping with Janet. Actually, we just finished up shopping at Tusky's, and I think we got everything that Dorothy needs.
Yeah, we got all the stuff that Dorothy needs, the grocery and the laundry stuff. And yeah, we're heading back to pick Dorothy.
Yeah.
We are with Lisa.
If we were in the village, we would be carrying all the stuff we bought, most likely on our head, maybe in a bucket, maybe by itself. You were telling me about how you learned to do that when you were young. I don't know if I could do it, but you say it's a skill you can learn.
Yeah, it's a skill one can learn. We learned this pretty much in early childhood when we go to the river and we have to fetch water and do the balancing of the bucket on your head. You just put the bucket on your head full with water and you don't hold the bucket. So what you pretty do is you get a piece of cloth and roll it round and then put on your head and then put the bottom of the bucket right on top. So to do the balancing, it takes some skills, but you can learn and can control the splashing and movement of the water by using leaves, of course clean leaves, and then you put in the bucket to cover the water. So when you balance, it splashes, but the leaves control the water from pouring out. Or we can use what is called calabash, that is traditional. Then you just cover the water with the calabash and then it will control the splashing and the movement of the water. It's really interesting.
How long did it take you to learn?
It didn't take me long because when I do that, I don't carry the bucket full of water. So I didn't take maybe 3 or 4 times to the river and I was good to go. I could carry my water and balance.
So there's 7 sisters. You are one of 7 girls. Who is the best?
Dorothy, we were the best.
Of course. Well, we're here to pick up Dorothy now, and then we will be on the road very, very soon to Alundu, and we will be stopping by the construction site to visit the group from Ephrata, from New Life Ephrata, who is here working with a church in Kisumu. We are running a little behind. We're on Kenyan time, I guess. We thought we would leave at 9. It's now close to 11. So we will catch up with you very, very soon. Coming to you live from Kisumu, Kenya, I'm Lisa Landis. Back to you.